afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the South African Astronomical Observatory in Observatory. It's a very special day because this is the 7th of February, which is when the broadcast goes out, and I'm here with the president of the International Astronomical Union, Evine van der Schoek. Professor van der Schoek, thank you very much for coming here. Where do you live, actually? I'm not sure.
I live in Leiden, in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands. And now, you're here for a whole 2 weeks, which is a long time out of your schedule.
Yes, indeed, it is a real pleasure to be here. For some reason, my travels had never taken me to South Africa, yet it is such an important country for our union. We have here the International Office of Astronomy for Development, and that had a steering committee last week. Then they also organized a very exciting pioneering workshop on science for development, so not just astronomy, but bringing all kinds of scientists together. And that was a very intense two-day workshop. And then this week, we are actually having yet another aspect of our union, and that is global coordination of large facilities. Think of the large telescope that you also have here in South Africa, the SOL telescope, the Meerkat, future SKA. These are large international collaborations, especially SKA, and there are all kinds of questions as how do you coordinate that, and especially for the science on transient phenomena in the sky. So that's this week.
So I can see you're a very, very busy person. But now, what I really want to ask you about, and I think what the Fine Music Radio listeners will be interested in, is your science. So as a scientist, you started off being a chemist, and you went into astronomy, and you gave a public talk yesterday at the University of Cape Town about the molecules, about the chemicals in between the stars. And you said something extremely exciting to me, which was that not all of the water on Earth came from Earth or originated at the same time, that it may be a lot older than Earth. Please do tell us something more about this.
Yes, indeed. Well, if you think about water, it's such a simple molecule, oxygen and two hydrogens. But how do you bring these two atoms together? How do you make the molecule water, H2O? And in fact, what we have found from our research, from observations, from laboratory experiments, from modeling, is that the only place in space between the stars, the regions in which new stars and planets are born, is to do that on the surfaces of tiny little dust grains that are present in these clouds. Think of micrometer size, silicate, little sand grains, little carbonaceous material. And that is really where the oxygen and hydrogen can land on the grains, and that's where they can meet and greet and form a bond. If we look just at how and where water is formed in space and how it is transported to a new planetary system that forms out of this giant collapsing cloud of gas and dust, then we find that most of it is already made before the star and planets form. So that is why we say indeed the water is older than Earth itself. That's how the bulk of the water in our solar system and also in most of our galaxy was actually made.
So what you're saying is that the disk that made the sun and our planets in our solar system, that's not the only source of water, that there could have been some other water that came from outside, from other comets and so on.
So actually, stars and planets form from the near empty space between the stars, very dilute gas with tiny little dust grains. And that material actually collapses to make the star, the sun, and part of it ends up in this rotating disk around a young star in which planets can form. So the material that is present in sort of the solar nebula, the disk out of which our planets formed, that originates all from that collapsing cloud. So you can trace it back to the very dusty clouds that you see so beautifully on your sky at night in the Milky Way.
Gosh, it's incredible to think that ourselves and our planet, you know, go way back before we even think they did.
Yeah.
But now I must thank you very much for spending time talking to the Fine Music Radio listeners. And it's been a great delight to hear you speak yesterday. And thank you very much for visiting us, Professor Evine van der Schoek, the President of the International Astronomical Union.
Many thanks. It has been a real pleasure to be here.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.